We welcome you back. It's halftime of the Huskers matchup today against the Wisconsin Badgers, and we are delighted to be joined by the new president of the University of Nebraska, Ted Carter. So excited to be able to welcome you to Husker Nation.
Thank you, Greg. Excited to be here with you.
You've been on the job a little bit more than a month now. What are some of your early impressions of where the university stands today?
Well, I've been kind of joking with people, but it's what I mean. I'm in Nebraska now. And, you know, having been here for only a month, I've got a driver's license. I've got tags on my car. I've been to Runza. I've got a Scooter's coffee. I pay taxes, and I've already voted. So I'm feeling very much like I've been welcomed at home here. But my first impression, having been on all of the campuses now and having a chance to see more of the people, is what a great place to be. It's an exciting time to be on our university system, and the future looks even brighter.
One of the issues that the state has had a problem with is that we've seen more people moving out of our state than moving in.
Yeah.
How do we correct that trend?
Well, a couple of ideas. First of all, Governor Ricketts' proposal to bring in some more scholarship money to our colleges and universities is a great step in the right direction. That'll attract students with not only high academic merit, but for some that may have more financial need. You know, the population of students that are coming to us from Nebraska has been outstanding over the last few years. And the state legislature and everybody who works at our university systems are to be commended for that. But if we're going to really get after, you know, what people have called the brain drain, we're going to have to bring more students to the university system. And so we're going to have to grow. That means we're going to have to maintain the quality and the talent that we've already received from the state of Nebraska for their students, but also look for students to come from outside of the state. As you're probably aware, we're represented by almost every state in the union, over 120 different countries internationally. But there is room for more growth. Right now, we're pretty close to about an 80%, 20% mix of in-state, out-state across all of our campuses. I think we could get to a 70-30 mix across all of our campuses. Now, at UNL, that's closer to a 75-25% now. So that's moving in the right direction. But we've got to also focus our students on the right internships, get them into programs like internet technologies, nursing, STEM-based fields, engineering. This is where the job market is welcoming our students before they come out of college.
Very good. Well, it's great to have you in the state. I'm glad that you feel like you're one of us. We're a pretty welcoming group of people.
You certainly are.
Good to have you with us here today.
Thanks.
Ted Carter with us here at halftime. We've got more. The second half coming up next.